Emotional Freedom, How to Move from ABC to DE and F. Emotional freedom is more than ABC. We've all heard things like, it's easy as ABC, to describe easy methods that help us accomplish things. But what about DE and F? You've reached C and now you're stuck. What if you've done everything you know, but nothing is working? Feeling stuck can lead to feelings of disillusion, despair, depression, or worse. What's wrong with me? Or no one understands. I don't know what to do. Are all common thoughts we all experience from time to time. We all have behaviour patterns that are so instinctive and natural that we're not even aware we're doing them most of the time. We call these patterns habits. Habits are formed when our subconscious mind is impressed with a belief our conscious mind has accepted as true. Our subconscious mind cannot reason or argue and accepts what we consciously believe to be true for us and acts accordingly. The brain's ability to create neural pathways and store habits is an energy-efficient way of freeing up the prefrontal cortex to focus on new stuff. It is great if those habits lead to positive results, but not so great when they produce negative results. We may even recognise that our current behaviour is not working, yet feel unable to change. Solutions are created by changing our perspective and expanding our belief system. Habitual behaviours are caused by our belief system. Our automatic behaviours are triggered by our beliefs, creating an effect we experience in our life. If the effect of our beliefs and behaviour throw us into a state of chaos and confusion, it can create feelings of distress, disillusion, or despair, which, if not addressed, may lead to depression. Depression is the result of pressing down negative emotion. A, B, C equals D. Automated beliefs and behaviours that create confusion and chaos equal distress. Other things that cause us emotional distress are uncertainty and loss. Feelings of grief are the normal and natural reaction of all humans when we experience things like death of a loved one, divorce, or some other kind of devastation in our lives. Most people are not taught how to deal with these kinds of negative emotions, and so they try to push them down. We grieve alone and pretend we're fine. These behaviours are usually learned through childhood and have become automatic, habitual responses which can lead to anxiety, stress, and depression. There is a way to free yourself from the pain and negative emotion we carry around due to unresolved grief. The Grief Recovery Method is a fantastic program created by two men, John James and Russell Friedman, over 30 years as a result of finding no help was available when they were facing their own personal grief. Death, divorce, distress, disillusion, despair, depression, devastation. D, divided by GRM, Grief Recovery Method, equals emotional freedom. How many emotional bricks are you carrying? Let's imagine when we're born, we're given a heart-shaped bag that we have to carry around with us for the rest of our lives. The bag is light and airy and easy to carry. Now imagine if every time you experience some form of loss, you were given an emotional brick, or even six bricks, to put in your bag. It's easy to see that by the time most of us are adults, our bags feel pretty heavy. The more loss we experience, the heavier our bag gets, causing us stress and pain. Eventually, the bag gets so heavy we are just not able to carry it anymore. We feel stuck, unable to move forward, and don't know what to do. All we need to do is open the bag and take out the emotional bricks, right? It's so simple, yet we don't do it. Why? Because carrying our bag has become habitual behaviour, and our deeply held belief is we must carry our bricks as a symbol of our love for the person or thing we have lost. This is not true. It is a false belief we've accepted as true, which controls our behaviour. Emotional freedom does not mean forgetting loved ones. It means setting ourselves free to move forward, taking with us all the positive, wonderful memories without the burden of carrying painful negative ones. If you are experiencing the weight of a heavy emotional heart, then I reach out to you now and urge you to seek help. Do not suffer in silence. You can contact me at info@sandraowencreative.com or visit the Grief Recovery website for more information.